All right. I was thinking maybe we could let this play for, I don't know, a few more minutes. Tanner Saunders in the next room. It is Bowerly, my loves, on News Radio 930 WBEN. Great to have you with us on the program today. I think I need to buy Tanner some new shirts. He's got his official Buffalo Bills baseball cap on, but the rim is not properly bent. You need to properly fold the rim, Tanner. I'm just saying, because women love a folded rim. So just be aware of that. The Nirvana shirt, I'm mixed emotions on the Nirvana shirt, because technically Nirvana, oldies. And I was actually alive, Tanner, when Kurt Cobain was alive. I really was. And I remember when he almost died in Europe before he came back home and did himself in. Or was it one of the conspiracy theories? I don't think he was a very happy man. But he was a member of the 27 Club. And that, unfortunately, is one of those things in rock and roll. Anyway, many things to get into today on News Radio 930 WBEN. First of all, although I do like to look forward and not backward, will you allow me to thank you guys for the program yesterday without me sounding like I'm brown-nosing you, the audience? Okay, I'll say this again. If you missed yesterday's show, you missed a really good one, because we actually talked politics. Ooh, I know that might sound a little bit unusual coming from me, because for reasons I got into yesterday, I generally and typically do not like to get into politics because of the divisive and toxic nature of it. But I don't think there's a single person, Democrat or Republican or middle of the road, who called in yesterday who would say, I feel like I was disrespected. I feel like I was yelled at by you. And it was really a good show. And as far as the yelling and the screaming, I mentioned this yesterday. I can't do that anymore, okay? I can't. It's too draining. It's unproductive. It's counterproductive. It's unlikable. And it's not cool. So I don't care if you are a hardcore Democrat socialist or whether you've got a poster of Phyllis Schlafly making love to Ronald Reagan on your bedroom wall, okay? Doesn't matter. The important thing is you guys called in, you offered analyses of what went wrong or went right on election day, and I thank you for that. And you know what? We might go down that road a few more times in the months and years to come on WBEN, because I got a lot of good feedback on that show. And usually, got to tell you, usually the political shows, I don't get a lot of good feedback on those, because usually people will say, how come you let that person speak so long? How come you let that person get away with this or that? And frankly, again, at the risk of sounding like I'm gratuitously kissing your butt, everybody who called in yesterday was really awesome. And I thought it was a terrific show. And let me tell you something. I mentioned this as well. I wasn't going to do 4 hours on politics. Come on. You know me. Was I going to do 4 hours? No, I was not. But the way things turned out, it was just terrific. And I think that, and I mentioned this yesterday, I think a lot of it had to do with the tone of the show. The tone, I think my tone was helpful, but I think more importantly, your tone was helpful. And I really enjoyed it. And I enjoyed the feedback, and I enjoyed the various opinions that came in. It was a whole lot of fun. Now, one of the things that David Bellavia and I are thinking about doing, but only with the approval of Tim Wenger, we're coming up on the 60th anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy. So David and I might spend some time together on or about that date, talking about the Kennedy assassination. I know that David is fascinated by it. I have been fascinated by it since I was a little kid. And unlike David, I was actually alive when it took place. Oh, that kind of hurts to say that. But yeah, there's a chance David and I are going to spend some time talking about that situation together with you on the radio. Is that okay with you? I hope you don't mind. Okay. Well, we have a lot of things and a lot of places that we are going to go and visit today. And the first one is, now this is based on something that happened to your helpful and friendly radio host, okay? Your buddy here with whom you have the relationship on the radio. And it seems like it's time to cover this only if you want to. Because, frankly, I would like some guidance from you, and I think people listening would like some guidance to you. And usually, the problem that I make with this particular topic is I whip it out too late in the season. Excuse me. Well, sorry, Blazing Saddles reference. I'm sure you got it. But in any event, can we talk just for a little while about snow tires? And whether or not you believe in snow tires, can we talk about that? Because I'm a big believer for other people, because I'm too cheap, I guess, myself. But I'm a big believer in snow tires. And the other day, my daughter has one of those vehicles that I rave about as being awesome in the snow. This is the vehicle that actually got me to and from the radio station during the blizzard of 22. I basically commandeered my daughter's vehicle. Why? Because I'd driven it before. I know how it operates. But one of the things that I did late last year is I said, you know what? This car that you've got is really awesome in the snow, but you know what would make it even better? Snow tires. And she said, Dad, do you know what would make it even better? If you'd buy the snow tires for me. So, being wrapped around my daughter's little finger, I made the expenditure of money. Oh, my son's got enough money of his own. it's quite all right. But as far as snow tires are concerned, a couple of questions. And look, it's not like we've got measurable snow that's in the forecast right now, but it's going to be a long, gloomy, snowy, maybe, winter in Western New York. Hopefully, it's not going to be like last year's blizzard of 22 was. Frankly, I could do without that. But number one, are you a believer in snow tires? That's number one. And this is one of the few times where I will actually say, hey, you can actually name a brand, if you would like, of the snow tires. Otherwise, what good would the recommendation be? Now, the one thing I don't want is I don't want you to say, such and such snow tire, Tom, it sucked. That is going to get me into trouble. But if you say good things, that's probably highly unlikely to get me into trouble, if you understand where I'm coming from with that. Now, as far as vehicles are concerned, I'm pretty sure that almost everybody in Western New York has an all-wheel drive, a 4x4. I mean, there's all different kinds of nomenclatures and all different kinds of features that various vehicles bring to bear to the roads of Western New York. And some people, if you're old enough, you might remember studded snow tires, which as a little boy, it used to confuse me because I used to hear the word stud and I used to think of something altogether different. And I used to think, wow, that's a very unusual pastime for tires in which to be involved. But I'm just putting it out there. But first of all, the vehicle you are driving now, how does it perform in the snow? I have done this topic before, but I don't think I've ever done it when it would actually do anybody any good. Which vehicle is it that you drive right now, and how would you rank it in the snow? I am very curious. And my interest in such things, and I'm not a gearhead, I'm not a motor guy, I'm not an engine guy, not a car guy, so to speak. But many years ago, when I was a young man, I decided that, you know what, I needed something to show me that I was working hard and I was really contributing to society. So I went out and I bought myself, I won't name the vehicle's name, but it was a BMW, and it was a 325E. And I used to call it, no disrespect to the current variety of BMW automobiles, but I used to call it the ultimate sliding machine. They used to say it was the ultimate driving machine, and I used to call it the ultimate sliding machine because I just, it didn't offer me enough, how do I say this delicately? It didn't offer me enough grip. Didn't offer me enough friction. And I think I should probably leave it at that. So what I did next, and don't laugh at this, and I need to take a sip of my vitamin water, which apparently I do have a drinking problem, and it involves vitamin water. Oh, that's jolly good. So after the jolly good, yes, it's bloody well right. So anyway, after that vehicle, which, by the way, I'm going to tell you, it was a fine automobile. I'm not dissing that make of automobile whatsoever. It was a 325E. I loved that car. I must have loved it because in 2 years, I put over 50,000 miles on it. Can you say zero resale value? Yes, zero resale value. Thank you very much. So the next vehicle I bought, I talk about going from one extreme to the other. I got myself a Chevy Blazer. Now, we're talking about late 1980s style Chevy Blazer. And to be brutally honest with you, and I'm not insulting Chevy or GM or Blazer or anything like that, even though it was supposedly built for winters like we get here in Western New York, I put great snow tires on it. I was not exactly blown away, if you will, by the Chevy Blazer. And I'm not saying that I wouldn't buy another one, but I will tell you that there are a couple of vehicles that have caught my... First of all, the Kias have kind of caught my eye for obvious reasons, but the... a couple of the vehicles which have caught my eye, and I haven't driven a Ford Bronco, a new Ford Bronco yet. I personally love the way the Ford Bronco looks in all of its redesigned glory from what it used to be way back when. I personally think the Bronco is a really good-looking automobile. And the other one, and I don't know if I should say this, but I will. That has rather caught my attention. The Range Rover / Land Rover. I forget which the most expensive one is, but I know that they handle very, very well in the snow. Now, the vehicle that I drive now, I've got one vehicle. Yes, I'm down to one vehicle now. I know. Life is tough. I'm down to one vehicle now, and it is... It's an all-wheel drive sports car, but it doesn't look like a sports car, if that makes any sense whatsoever. It looks like a mini SVU. No, an SUV. It does not look like a mini special victims unit. I've been watching too much Dick Wolf TV. But the I always thought that was an interesting name. But anyway, the vehicle that I drive now is built for speed. It's turbo, baby, and I love the car. And I must love the car because I don't think I've ever held on to a vehicle as long as I've held on to this particular automobile. It goes back to 2017, and I really like it. And, hey, the darn thing's almost paid off. But I really like the automobile. And as far as the winter driving is concerned, and I hope I'm not too far ahead of the ball game here, but the vehicle I drive now is, as I said, built for speed. And what I really like about it is it has paddle shifters on it. And have you ever driven... Tanner, have you ever driven a vehicle with the paddle shifters on it so you can kind of make it like it's a manual transmission, even though it's an automatic transmission?
I do know what paddle shifters are. I've never driven a vehicle that uses paddle shifters. I don't think I've ever driven a manual vehicle, period.
Do you know how to drive stick? Sounds like a personal question, but do you know how to drive stick, sir?
I've never done it before, but I have the general idea. I mean, I've ridden motorcycles before that are manual, so.
Well, you're one step ahead of many people. Okay, first of all, let me just say this, personal opinion, okay? I, in the wintertime, prefer a manual transmission vehicle. I think it gives you better control of the road. Maybe it's my perception, maybe it's reality, I don't know, but I have found that it offers a good sense of being in control of the road. And if you mix in a manual transmission along with quality snow tires and a quality vehicle, I think you've got yourself what you really need for a Buffalo, New York winter. And the paddle shifters, because my car is automatic, the paddle shifters, I'll tell you something, a lot of times coming home from work, I will put those paddle shifters to work. And it also, those also give me a feeling of, I don't want to say mastery, because anytime you use the word mastery, you're almost inviting the winds of fortune to blow ill upon you and cause you to careen into a snowbank. And that would be, I'd be the one to whom that happens. But the paddle shifters are a great idea because, again, you get the advantage of almost like a manual transmission, but you also get the fun of being able to drive a quote-unquote sports car. So I'm kind of curious about some things here. Now, what is it that you are driving, and would you recommend it to a family member? Would you recommend it to the audience as a vehicle that is worth the time and worth the investment? How would you rate your winter vehicle? Now, some of you only have one vehicle, as I do. Does it do the job for you in snow? And number two is, do you prefer manual transmission in the wintertime, or do you prefer automatic? Now, I prefer manual, but I will take the paddle shifters as a compromise. And the other thing is, and I've had people make suggestions over the years, including a Finnish snow tire, which I can never remember the name of the Finnish snow tire. It will come to me. Give it a few minutes. Give it a few minutes. But the snow tires are, I think, very, very important. Do you bother with the snow tires, or do you basically play snow tire roulette? And again, I'm doing this topic now because it's November, because before you know it, it's going to be winter all over again. And that makes me think of Chief Brian Gould of the Cheektowaga Police. Remember the story last year about Jay Withey, the blizzard hero? Of course you do. And, yeah, I'm very, very sorry to see that Chief Gould is going to be retiring from Cheektowaga Police, always a good friend to this radio station and to me personally. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Those would be the phone numbers. And I think you know of what we are speaking, and we will get some calls coming up on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly on a delightful Thursday in Buffalo and Western New York. You know, I don't know if these guys are going to make it. I think I remember their name vaguely. It's on the tip of my tongue. I don't know. It'll come out sooner or later. Anyway, it is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. So we are in November, and you realize just over a month it will be the anniversary of the blizzard of 2022. Just over a month. I don't know where the time goes. It frankly would be a little bit easier to take if I felt that we'd had a summer that was worthwhile. But frankly, I kind of thought the summer sucked, to be honest with you. Wasn't exactly my idea of a summer, especially one following a blizzard. We could have had longer stretches of 90 degrees, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, if you're just joining us, Look, maybe I'm a day late, maybe I'm a dollar short, maybe I'm a day early on this, but as we approach winter driving, and you know what winter driving means? Winter driving means Alan Harris will basically commandeer the entire radio show from about 3:30 until 7 o'clock. Every day because of all of the accidents that take place, especially during the first couple of snowfalls of the year, and especially in the morning, during that morning drive time. We take great pride in our traffic, and Alan takes great pride in the work that he does. But I'm just kind of curious, and I've got plenty of other topics on the horizon, but what is it that you drive? Is it good in the snow? And are you all about snow tires, or do you do without? You go with an all-season radial. When I was a kid, I used to think it was all-season radio. And I was trying to figure out, well, why wouldn't a radio be all-season? I've heard them in the spring, summer, winter, and fall. What is this all-season radio of which they speak? I used to actually think that. I never had claims of being a genius, actually. But anyway, do you do snow tires? Now, as far as snow tires, I know that there's the Finnish snow tires. You want to look that up for me, Tanner? I was going to do it during the break, and you and I get tied up talking to each other. But the tires that I used to have that I rather liked were the, and again, this is one of the few times I'm going to break my own rule, but I'm only going to break it to say nice things about products, the Blizzak snow tires. To me, the Blizzak snow tires were the cat's pajamas. Never drove a car with studded snow tires because there was a time back in the 1970s when Canada, or at least Ontario, banned studded snow tires. And I was always concerned that at the last minute, I would want Chinese food from Canada, or I'd want to see the ballet, take part in some fine Canadian culture. But I was worried that we would get held up at the border if that ever was going to take place. Of course, that never actually ended up taking place. But the Blizzak tires, I liked them. But I did have somebody who knows a lot more about snow tires than do I say, Tom, the Blizzak is a great snow tire because it is a softer compound. And the problem is what you gain in grippability of the road, you also are losing as far as how long they are going to last. So whether they have rectified that situation or not, I do not know. But I will tell you this much, that my daughter, with her fine winter vehicle, which she absolutely loves, and you know what it is because I talked about it during the blizzard as being the only reason I was able to get into work, she is in love with her snow tires. And I basically, hey, it was one of these situations. Fortunately, I know a lot of people in Western New York, and one of the people I know, well, a couple of people I know are in the collision business, Frank Todaro, the Erie County lawmaker, and Jeff Mucciarelli from Gabe's. And I went, and Frank and Joe know each other in the collision business. It's a small world. But I basically called Jeff, and I said, hey, Jeff, my daughter's going to come in. Here's what she drives. Can you hook her up with some snow tires and send me the bill? And she loves the snow tires on her vehicle. And it's good because, look, most nights she has to go to court. She's an attorney. She represents people. She's got to go to court at night. And I wanted to know that as the father, I did as much as I possibly could to set her up with as safe a vehicle as possible. Now, my son didn't have to worry about going to court at night. Unless, of course, it's will the defendant please rise? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Come on, gang. I want your calls on this. Snow tires, yes or no? And what is your recommendation? And this is the once I'm actually going to let you say nice things about a brand, okay? Only nice things, though, not bad things about a brand, because that means I'll get to know even more lawyers, even more closely than I already do. Let's go to Kyle in Amherst at 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Kyle, my love, welcome. You are on WBEN. Hello.
Good afternoon. So I had to call because I just pulled up into, you said we could say the name, so I just pulled into Firestone to pick up my winter tires to have my mechanic put them on tomorrow. So they're the brands that I've bought probably over the last probably 7-8 years, so they always seem to work good in the snow. I used to do the all-season tires, you know, but now they definitely are better than the all-season, even if you get by the good ones, you know, and I've done some of the top-name brands. But, yeah, the snow tires definitely get you on a dime in the snow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure.
Kyle, mm-hmm. what if you don't mind me asking, what vehicle is it that you drive in the wintertime?
Okay, so we've been driving the Sienna since 2009. I just got the new one a year or so ago, which is the hybrid. And unfortunately, I couldn't salvage the tires that I had. Oh. I had to actually buy a whole new set. That sucks. I was only off by 5. The other ones were 65. This van is 65. And they told me that they could do it, but they weren't sure with the sensors, so I didn't want to screw things up. And so I had to go buy an all-new pair. But they last pretty good. You rotate them, you know, probably every 3 months, especially in the winter, you know, and they hold their tread pretty good, you know.
No, I'm happy to hear that. And when it comes to you've got children, right?
Uh-huh. Well, they're a little older now, but we travel a lot for sports. So I'm gone, you know, once a month or so, driving to Pennsylvania, up near Toronto area, yeah. New Jersey, you know. So we definitely go through the snow belts a lot, especially West Virginia, coming through those mountains, man. So that's why I would try to make sure I have a good pair of tires on, because you can tell the difference, you know, driving on the highway. You know, you go a decent speed limit. You don't have to drive like a snail. They do, like I said, they do a good job in the snow on the highway, especially the highway, you know. You don't even feel like you're driving on snow, really.
No, that's excellent news to hear. And do you recall offhand when you put the 4 snow tires on, roughly how much dough we're talking about?
Well, today there's a sale, actually, a little sales bid for them.
Yeah.
So that's why I waited to today to buy them, because I could have got them last week. The guy told me Thursday, $100 off anything over $600. So technically, if I didn't wait for the sale, I probably would spend about, maybe $180 per tire, you know. I think my total would have been a little over close to $700.
Right.
But now I'm looking at in the 500s, you know, with the sale. So, you know, they're actually, it's funny, they got the market because winter tires, snow tires are actually cheaper than regular tires. And I'm thinking to myself, how could it be cheaper? And it's only because you're not going to use them that long. You know, so they nail you over the head because the all-purpose, you know, you're going to use them year-round. I mean, it requires more material for the snow tires. But ironically, they're cheaper than regular tires. So, yeah. But
you're right.
Yeah, I don't know. You got to get ready, man. Last winter, I remember, man, driving in that blizzard.
Yeah.
Or the days after, you know, when they didn't plow Buffalo especially. And, you know, that saved you from getting stuck a few times because, you know, the streets were really narrow. And, you know, just trying to get through, you know, with the grip was the key. And that's what I noticed what gets a lot of people in trouble. Remember a couple of weeks ago there was that fresh frost on the ground and there was a lot of accidents in the morning? And it's because the grip, you know. Most people's tires can't get that good grip. And so if you can afford to, you know, I know a lot of people can't do the changing throughout the seasons, you know, but if you can, you know, for safety purposes, especially for the loved ones, I would definitely recommend the snow tires. You know, that saves a good old sliding into somebody. You know, you stop short and, you know, pumping the brakes in the snow.
You're interesting to talk to because sometimes I think you're off on a tangent and then you suddenly will stop and slam on the brakes and say, yeah, so that's the way it is.
Well, so, yeah, I'm not on a radio, so I didn't want to eat up all the time.
Oh, it's all right, Kyle. Come on. You and I go way back. But, hey, the next time you call in and you start coughing on the air, you got to let me know you're going to cough, because I was half tempted to come over to your house and start giving you the Heimlich maneuver, which probably would have gotten me arrested on some sodomy charge.
Yeah, well, we had the sinus code going through the house over the last week.
Oh, you poor devil.
Sitting in the steam room for about 20, 30 minutes definitely helped, you know. And that's nothing I recommend.
No. Now, there, I got to get to some other people. Kyle, I thank you very much for the call and for your input into the program. Much obliged. Thank you so much. Firestone, all right, obviously a very venerable brand of tire. How does your car operate in the snow? Are you happy with it as a snow performer? Do you do snow tires? And if so, what recommendation do you make? Tanner, did you find my Finnish snow tires, the ones that everybody always calls in and says, Tom, you've got to check out these. Have you tracked those down?
It seems like the predominant search result is Nokian, N-O-K-I-A-N.
Spell that again. I'm a little slow.
N-O-K-I-A-N.
Okay. I think that's what people have recommended over the years, and I keep meaning to check those out. But, I mean, you've seen the tires on my car. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see that with snow tires if it gets that far. All right. Thank you very much, Tanner. Appreciate it. It is coming up on 251 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And, yeah, we're kind of thinking about winter a little bit. Do you go and buy snow tires every year, or do you have them in the garage waiting to be reinstalled right around this time of the year? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Linda in Angola, where they might get a couple of inches of snow off the lake every year, so I hear. Linda, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yes, I called in to tell you I have had snow tires. I had them on my Focus, and they were the best thing I ever bought for that car. I was taking care of my father back and forth for 6 years, and I had a run with some of that winter weather out here. And they were great. I would do it again, except I have a Kia Soul, and I don't need snow tires with this car. She's great in the car. The Kia Souls are wonderful.
I've had the pleasure of driving a few Kias over the summertime, and I, like I say in the ads I do for Kia, I've never driven a vehicle that is so awesome for the money you pay. Or actually, the money you don't pay. It's an amazing automobile, quality automobile. Otherwise, I wouldn't do the ads. Understand that. I don't do ads for things that I don't personally believe in. I think that's in poor taste. But as far as the... can you imagine how much better it might be, though, with snow tires?
Oh, yeah, that's probably true. But I just bought new tires. And they're only not even a year old yet, so I'm just not going to get it this year since she runs so good.
You have referred on two occasions to your vehicle as a she. Dare I ask you if you have named your car?
No, I have not.
Your car does not have a name?
No.
I'm stunned. Stunned, I tell you. You know Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County, right?
Yes.
Okay. Gina, I'll tell a little tale out of school here. Gina has a name for every vehicle she has ever driven.
Really?
Absolutely kid you not. She has every car she's ever driven has a name to it. I believe one was Bruno, and I think the other was Ruby. So she runs the gamut of names, I'll tell you that much. I'm not sure what her husband calls his car. Probably not Gina's would be a good way to go.
Yeah, probably. But Kia Souls are wonderful in the snow. And, so are the Focuses. But I had snow tires. I had studded snow tires on that one, and that was wonderful. And then I'd take it off in the spring and then pop them back on in the winter.
Now, I know that we've talked about this with other people over the years, but Can you explain how much better the studded snow tires are? Because I remember being a kid, the old man would always put studded snow tires on the car, and I remember that when you were driving along, it sounded almost as though you had tank treads on the vehicle, or like a deuce and a half on the vehicle. Are they still as noisy as they used to be?
Well, if there's no snow, yeah. If you're on not much, yeah, you can hear them. But basically, she'll go through 6 to 8 inches with studded and like nothing. Because when I was going down Route 5, and there's a bend in Route 5 as you're going toward Angola, and it always seems when I got there, she was more snow and heavier the way the wind was going.
Yeah.
And there was more snow on the road, and it was sometimes slushy. It gets that yucky slush. And no, those studded tires went right through it.
Well, I'm glad that you called in to tell us about your 6 to 8 inch stud.
Yeah, they were really good.
Not every day we get such honesty and being so forthcoming on the program, and I applaud you for your open-mindedness on the program. But the vehicle you drive now, you don't put snow tires on it. But you know what?
No.
I always am going to wonder how much better would it be with the snow tires, because I mentioned before my daughter has a Subaru, which, you know, I've talked about that before, and I actually, after the blizzard, bought her snow tires for it, and she says it makes a huge difference.
You know what else makes a difference? If you have weight in your trunk, that makes a big difference with the snow that we get sometimes on the road. My father used to tell me to put a 10-pound bag of cat litter or something in the back, in the trunk, because then, God forbid, you got stuck. You had something to put under your tires to get the tread going, you know?
Yeah, get some traction. Sure, I definitely hear what you're saying on that front. As far as what you might keep in the trunk other than cat litter, I watch a lot of the true crime shows, and you know, they tell me that bodies also will make good weight to put in the back. It kind of depends on your line of work, I suppose. But I'm glad that you've had good luck. Are you into the true crime shows at all?
Not at all.
Oh, really?
Well,
okay, first of all, you need to start watching true crime shows, and anybody who listens to the show enough knows exactly what I'm going to say next. Number one, you never want to be the person who lights up a room, because every single victim in every single crime show, the only thing they say is, you know, Tanner always lit up a room when he walked in. Lighting up a room is a significant risk factor for being a victim of violent crime. And number two, it's amazing to me how many people in their pre-murder planning go to, and I'll name the store because they have excellent security footage and they've helped a lot of cops along the way solve crimes, Walmart. If you see somebody buying bleach, gloves, a mop, and a few other items at Walmart at 3 a.m., I'm just going to say there's murder in their eyes.
Well, I'll be walking the other way.
And I don't blame you. Thank you. Thank you kindly. I appreciate the call. And okay. Oh, by the way, too, when you have the receipt, this is something else you'll learn from the crime shows. It's vital that you put the receipt underneath the body so the cops find it. So all they have to do is go to Walmart and then review the security footage from that register at that time, and they've got you cold. It's amazing to me, and it happens so many times. But Tanner, you smiled when I said, you know, Tanner, he lit up a room. We're so sorry he's gone. Have you noticed that, too, in the true crime shows that you watch?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I have. And, well, I guess now if I go missing under mysterious circumstances, we know what to investigate first.
Yeah. Do you light up a room? I think that's number one. And number two, do I have an alibi for the time in question? Tanner Saunders at Master Control.